is a welcome development, but it is a bit challenging because at times when these inmates are released, they don't even know where to go because they might have left their families maybe 3 years, 4 years ago. Now they are coming back home. They've never been visited, especially with women. Some are never visited. For example, she will be coming from Goku and nobody has ever visited me. So where to find a way back to Goku? It's a bit of a challenge. One, she might not have that fare, or she might not know where to get transport from. And she is also afraid that how are people going to receive her when she gets home? Because she has committed a crime and in the community, and the family is still bitter with her, and the community is still bitter with her depending on the kind of crime. So this has caused a lot of stigma and discrimination and the fear within the ex-inmate herself. Her reintegration won't be as smooth as somebody who has finished the seven-year sentence. This is why you find, like in men, you prefer to commit a crime again and come back to prison because the community, the family, is not ready to receive you. So issues of integration, rehabilitation, and reconciliation should be considered in such circumstances. They are not prepared. They haven't been prepared psychologically to receive that person from prison. And the prisoner herself is not ready.
So when these women are released, how are they assisted by the prison services itself? Or do you then step in to try and be the conduit to make sure that they get to their families?
We really step in as a conduit to assist them because the government itself, the prison service itself, it can do, but there are some limitations.